The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, January 22, 2017, is from Psalms 104, verses 1 through 4, and verses 24 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. International Bible Lesson Commentary. Psalms 104, verses 1 through 4, and verses 24 through 30. New International Version, January 22nd, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Psalms 104, 1. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. To praise the Lord is to honor the Lord and show our love and thankfulness toward God for who God is and how God thinks and acts, especially toward His creation and us personally. Our soul connects us with God, and for Christians, our soul connects us directly with the indwelling Holy Spirit. Our soul enables us to think, feel, and make decisions. The psalmist thinks about the truths he has learned about God from the scriptures and observation. The psalmist feels love for God. The psalmist has decided to praise God as his almighty King. Everyone has a God, or one or more idols, and everyone serves the Lord, or idols. The psalmist says the Lord, Yahweh or Jehovah, is his God, the one he worships and serves. His praise to God in this psalm includes his description of God and reasons for worshiping and serving the Lord. He uses words that the people of his day would associate with a mighty king dressed in festal array or holding court with his subjects. The Lord is great, and the king over all creation. Psalms 104, 2. The Lord wraps himself in light, as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent. When the Lord began to create, we learn from the scriptures, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. The Lord wraps himself in light so he can be seen or so the creation as he creates can be seen and serve as a part of his garment with all of creation in the light, revealing God's splendor and majesty. From observation of creation, we see something of God's splendor and majesty and learn more about God. The light can also mean the truth. When we see the light, we understand the truth. When we look at the heavens above us, they may look like a tent that covers us. God's abode is above this tent, or above the heavens. Psalms 104, 3. And lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot, and rides on the wings of the wind. In the psalmist's day, people knew rain fell from heaven or the firmament. They saw clouds in the sky. In poetic imagery, the psalmist described the fact that God's upper chambers, or abode and throne room, was above the waters or firmament. In the vivid imagination of the psalmist, the clouds can serve as God's chariots as they move across the sky, and God can use the wind to do his bidding. The psalmist wants us to know that the rain, the clouds, and the wind are God's servants, because God is king over all. God is greater than all creation, and the heavens above, the psalmist, were full of mystery. Psalms 104, 4. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. Storms and lightning flashes can serve as messengers and servants of God. Angels can be changed into flames of fire, and God can change flames of fire into angels. The scriptures teach, in speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits, and his servants flames of fire. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. And, are not all angels ministering spirits, sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Hebrews 1, 14. As the Almighty King, God has the power to do what he knows is loving and wise in any situation, and God can use messengers and angels as his servants and to serve us whenever he sees they can meet our needs. The New Testament tells us that Jesus is greater than the angels, for Jesus is the Son of God. And again, when God brings forth his firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Hebrews 1, verse 6. Psalms 104, 24. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Before the psalmist began to declare some of the marvels of the fifth day of creation, he cannot contain himself, and he breaks forth in praise to God. God's works are so manifold that even today researchers are finding new species of animals, plants, and fish. The earth is full of microscopic creatures up to the largest animals and plants. In addition, God created human beings in his image. Every creature that God has created reveals the wisdom of God, and every scientific study of God's creation can reveal God's wisdom to researchers and those who study their writings. Psalms 104, 25. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. God parted the seas and separated lands and mountains from the seas. Live coral reefs and other forms of sea life often grow slowly among innumerable varieties of plants, fish, and mammals that live in the ocean. Small, microscopic shrimp can feed tiny seahorses. Dolphins, squid, sharks, and whales take their place as some of God's great sea creatures. God has created all things, small and great things. Psalms 104:26. There the ships go, to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed, to frolic there. Whereas faraway lands once separated people of various nations and races, ships now cross the oceans as a highway to bring people together and enrich kingdoms through trade. The Leviathan is mentioned also in Psalms 74, verses 13 through 15. God intended the Leviathan to enjoy the sea and be a creature that God and those in ships could enjoy watching when it broke forth above the waters. Psalms 104:27. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. Human beings on land and sea, animals on land and animals that live in the seas, all human beings and animals depend on God to survive. A person may think he depends on his own resources alone to live and prosper, but all depend on God to supply them with food and oxygen. Intelligent human beings, those with understanding, look to God for their provisions, and they know the seasons that God has provided for the planting and harvesting of the variety of foods they eat. Here the psalmist praises God, not only for creating, but also for sustaining life. Psalms 104:28. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. The Bible teaches that God is personally involved in His good creation throughout all history. Someone has said that history is His story. God did not just create and then decide to sit back to watch and let the world be totally self-sustaining. God personally gives us what we need. We work to gather our food, but God has provided the food, and God has given the growth to a farmer's field. The good things we enjoy come from God's open hand, a sign of love. God is not selfish. Psalms 104:29. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. For good and sufficient reasons, God sometimes allows or causes His creatures to not have everything they need or want. For example, Job was dismayed at his losses, but God revealed His faithfulness to Job. The psalmist praises God for the cycle of life and death. For good reasons, God sometimes seems far away, but God is still personally involved in all life and death. Jesus said that God even cares for every sparrow that falls to the ground. Psalms 104:30. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. During various seasons, the face of the ground changes. God brings the springtime after fall and winter. God brings forth the green trees, grasses, flowers, and crops in their seasons. God creates by word and spirit, and God's spirit gives life to all living things. From the scriptures we learn, Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Genesis 1:2. From the New Testament we learn with certainty about life after death and the future that God has promised His children, all those who love God through faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do believers need to praise God as the Creator of all things and people? 2. Name one or more acts of Jesus during his public ministry on earth that show he is powerful over creation. 3. Describe some ways that God brought order into his creation instead of disorder. 4. Name one or two of God's creations that demonstrate God's wisdom. 5. Give an example of where the psalmist implies that God enjoyed creating and enjoys his creation. International Bible Lesson: God's Wonderful Wisdom and Works. January 22, 2017, Psalms 104, verses 1 through 4, and 24 through 30. Psalms 104, 24. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Within the past few years, amazing pictures of planets and stars from space telescopes have been sent back to Earth. These results continually increase our knowledge of the works of God, far more than anyone can count. Recently, scientists have speculated that on a planet named HAT-P-7b, which is 1,000 light-years away, it rains rubies and sapphires. The works of God in the universe are more complicated and surprising than science fiction, and the reasonableness and orderliness of the works of God demonstrate the wisdom of God. God's absolute exactness in his creation makes mathematical calculations possible for scientists to send telescopes to distant solar systems, receive back pictures, calculate distances, and make precision maneuvers of rockets and orbiters. Our world is so full of God's creatures that among the many new creatures and species found in 2016 alone are new cave beetle varieties, a new glow-in-the-dark fish, and a new spider named Marquis. Because of God's manifold works and wisdom, the psalmist tells us repeatedly to praise the Lord. When the psalmist considered God's abilities and attributes in the light of the kings, rulers, and others who band together against the Lord, he wrote, "The one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them." Psalms 2, verse 4. See also Psalms 14, verse 1. The psalmist has told us how all of God's creatures are created, and how many of them can live in locations on earth unsuitable for humans without special equipment. He even dealt with the worrisome threats to our environment. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Psalms 104, verse 30. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Visit the International Bible Lessons Forum for teachers and students. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.